the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
DJ Carey has been one of hurling's superstars. Throughout the late 20th century into the early 21st century, he was one of the biggest names in the sport. He captained Kilkenny to winning the Liam McCarthy Cup in 2003. He was an All-Ireland winning medalist in 1992, 1993, 2000 and 2002. Twice Hurler of the Year, 9 All-Star Awards, one of the greats. And there was a considerable amount of sympathy for him when in recent years it was believed that he was suffering from cancer, and word went around, and then we discovered, well, maybe he didn't have cancer after all. And today he admitted in court falsely claiming that he had cancer and that he had defrauded people into paying him for treatment. The former Kilkenny hurler, 54 years of age now, pleaded guilty to 10 charges of deception when he appeared in the Dublin Circuit Criminal Court today. He had been due to stand trial, but when he entered the guilty plea, he was formally arraigned before the court this morning. Our Today FM Courts correspondent Frank Greeny is with us. So just give us a little bit more of the detail, please, of what DJ Carey was due to stand trial for and what he's pleaded guilty to doing.
Well, he was facing 21 charges, 19 of which were for fraud, the remaining two were forgery charges, and all of those charges arose from him convincing a number of individuals that he had cancer and that he needed money for treatment. We now know that that was not true. His case was listed for trial today. Dennis Carey was on the list, but when it was called, his barrister indicated to the court that he would be entering guilty pleas to almost half of the charges. So he rose to his feet in the dock. He pleaded guilty to 10 counts of defrauding people by way of seeking money for cancer treatment. The offences he pleaded to involved a total of 13 victims. And in relation to the remaining charges, one count on the indictment was struck out. The DPP won't be pursuing a prosecution in relation to that. The others then will be taken into consideration when it comes to sentencing.
Do we hear specifics today as to how he went about this deception and the details of the individuals who he deceived?
No, today's brief hearing was brief. The particulars of what he did weren't laid bare today. We just know the broad outline of his offending from what appeared on the indictment. Full facts will be presented at a sentence hearing. A date has already been scheduled for that, the 29th of October. The fact that he has pleaded guilty to these charges, albeit at what might be considered a late stage, will undoubtedly work in his favour in terms of mitigation. That will all obviously be submitted to the judge at the sentence hearing. The trial itself had been expected to hear from up to 40 witnesses. It had been set down for somewhere between 3 and 4 weeks. So the guilty pleas obviously saves the state money, saves valuable court resources. The victims of his fraud also, obviously, given the guilty pleas, won't have to get in and give that evidence and be cross-examined. But they will also be given an opportunity now to deliver victim impact statements at his sentence hearing if they so wish. They're under no obligation to do so. We've yet to know how much each of them were defrauded and whether or not all or any of them have been repaid. Again, those are details that are likely to be revealed at that sentence hearing in October.
And that's what I was just about to ask you, because there have been rumours that in some cases there could be six-figure sums involved.
Yeah, again, that wasn't said in court today. So it will. The judge will be given full facts at that sentence hearing on the 29th of October. And in these types of cases, and I'm speaking in general terms here, not specifically about this case, judges will often take the amount that a person has been defrauded into consideration when it comes to an evaluation of the seriousness of a particular offence.
Indeed. And then there were some well-known names in the list of those who he defrauded, weren't there? I'm seeing, for example, former Clare hurler Tony Griffin been in there, but one person with a lot of money who was amongst those that he defrauded was the businessman Dennis O'Brien, the former owner of this station and other media assets in Ireland. Do we know anything more about that?
Yeah, 13 victims in relation to the 10 charges that he pleaded guilty to, they related to a total of 13 victims. And I suppose they were named and called out in court today, obviously when the charges were being put to DJ Carey and he pleaded guilty to 10 of those charges. There are many on that list who, I suppose, we don't know what their preference is in terms of whether or not they want to be identified. Many victims of fraud don't like to be outed in such a way. They, again, will be given an opportunity to deliver victim impact statements if they so wish at that sentence hearing. We'll have a better idea then, I suppose, as to whether or not the others would like to have their names published.
Okay, and was he present in court today?
He was, absolutely, yes. He had to be. He didn't address the judge in any meaningful way aside from entering those guilty pleas. In terms of how he presented in court today, he arrived nice and early. He was dressed in a suit. Lots of photographers and TV crews there waiting for him, as you can imagine. Didn't give too much away in the courtroom in terms of how he was feeling in the dock. It was listed for trial, so we were all taken by surprise when he entered those guilty pleas. But obviously he would have known and been prepared for how things were going to pan out this morning. The court was, I should say, giving a brief update on his current health. That cancer diagnosis may be made up, but he does, the court heard, have a heart condition that required surgery last year. He's still getting treatment for that. That's perhaps one of the reasons that the sentence hearing was set back until October. Mental health issues were also brought to the court's attention, but no detail was given in relation to those. Again, a very brief hearing today. A psychological report has been ordered that should be available for the judge's consideration again when it comes to constructing an appropriate sentence. And I must say, Matt, it was surreal to see DJ Kerry in the dock today. It always is when you see public figures before the courts for all the wrong reasons. You know, I echo everything that you said at the top of the piece. DJ Kerry is undoubtedly one of hurling's all-time greats. He won 5 All-Irelands. He was an All-Star hurler 9 times, an incredible record. As a proud Galway man, he broke my heart countless times. And I'm sure, Matt, as a proud Cork man, he did the same to you over the years. He was a colossus on the field, a giant amongst men. There was nothing he couldn't do with a hurl and a slipper. But today he cut a forlorn figure in the dock, a massive contrast to that carefree, steely, almost invincible sports person that we became so used to seeing on big days in Croke Park and elsewhere. He has now found himself in a very different type of arena. He has moved from the back pages to the front pages. We don't know why DJ Kerry did what he did. Perhaps we'll get some insight into that at his sentence.
Well, actually, Frank, that's what I was just about to ask you. I mean, there have been all sorts of rumours about financial difficulties and perhaps that he overstretched himself with property deals during the Celtic Tiger era, and also that the business that he had, DJ Kerry Enterprises, which sold industrial detergents and other hygiene products, that it mightn't have gone as well as he might have wanted.
Yeah, and again, I think these things have all been well published and discussed on the airwaves and in newspaper columns over the years. People will be very familiar with them. They certainly weren't matters that were brought to the judge's attention today. And I suppose time will tell if any of those things are brought to the judge's attention when it comes to sentencing, because that is the next step now. We'll have what will be expected, or what you'll expect would be a lengthy sentence hearing, given the fact that all of those victims of his fraud will be given an opportunity to address the court. There will obviously be a plea of mitigation, and one suspects that the judge may then take some time to consider all of that to construct an appropriate sentence for Mr. Kerry.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together. There.